Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Top of the morning,
7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we are excited that you decided to tune in to the show today, all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have some exciting events coming up where you can come and take part in them to learn how to network and market your business, or learn how to start a business, or just learn how to work for someone else who is in business. So, you know, there's only two ways to go about this thing. Either you're working for someone else or you're working for yourself. So if you're working for yourself, there are certain things you have to do so that you can be successful at it. And if you work for someone else, you can still be very, very, very successful and still make a lot of money, make a nice sizable income working for someone else. And here's the kicker. You want to do what you love. You know what? I tell you, that is the way to go these days. Do what you love. And you know what we say? Do what you love and the money will come. That's right. Do what you love and the money will come. Now, you may have heard people also say that if you love your work, you absolutely never work a single day in your life. That's right. If you love your work, you never work a day in your life. So what's it going to be? What are you going to decide to do? Are you going to decide to just, you know, stumble around, not figure it out? Or will you figure it out? So here's how you can network with some of the most powerful women and men in the country. We'll be in New Jersey. This is the biggest event on the Northeast by far, and probably the entire East Coast, because it is so power-packed. That's what makes it so big. And it's happening in just, oh my God, by next week, I'll be able to say it's happening next month. But it's going down on Saturday, Saturday, August the 16th. And so I've asked for the speakers, anybody who is speaking at that event, any of the vendors, if you participated last year or the year before that, I would love for you to call into the show, 347-945-7991, and tell us your experience with the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. Now, I'm telling you, that event, oh my God, you know, it was just, you know, an awesome, awesome event, networking, meeting people. I mean, we just had an amazing time. It's the Summit and Business Expo. Individuals that were there, oh my God, people came from all over the country, all around the country. People showed up at this event. Our vendors, they just had themselves a great time. Our speakers, oh my God, they were so empowering. You know, sometimes you just need to be empowered. And they were so motivating. And I mean, Dr. Grant, let me tell you, that woman can put it down. She was so captivating. The things that she told us and shared with us, I'm telling you, just phenomenal. Then we had a panel. We had a panel discussion of some thought leaders in various areas. And our moderator, Dr. Lois Green, she was a speaker at the first one we did. And let me tell you, that woman is awesome. She's an awesome moderator. So this year we've added to the event, and we have breakout rooms this time. So there will be individual workshops also going on And we have the powerful dynamic Shay and Trevor coming from Maryland. Let me tell you, these dudes, listen, you don't want to miss, if you got any kind of business, any type, whether it's network marketing, whether it's a more traditional type of entrepreneurship, if you work for someone, you don't want to miss their training. These are two powerful trainers, and they will be coming. And we have Stephanie Burrows, another dynamic trainer, powerful speaker. All of these people, you can check them out on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google Hangouts. They have their own programs and events, and they travel all over just like we travel all over. And so it is just going to be a phenomenal event this year, y'all. I've been pumped up about it all year, and now I'm getting totally psyched about it that we're like 40-something, no, maybe like 60, about 60 days away. I'm like totally psyched about this event. So maybe about 53, something like that. We're not quite 60 days because that would be 2 months, and it's less than 2 months away. Less than 2 months away. I will be talking about this event every day until that day. Everywhere I go, I will be talking about this event. You will see the flyers somewhere from the northeast to the southwest. Let me tell you, this event shall be known, okay? But yes, 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 myself and Angela Vett, I will be talking with her sometime tomorrow. You know, she hosted the first one. We hosted that together. And so we will be talking with her sometime later today, tomorrow, over the weekend, or Monday possibly. But we are putting our heads together, and let me tell you, this event is going to be popping, and you don't want to miss it. That's all I can say. You don't want to miss it, because if you do, when we leave that event, oh, listen, we're ready to go to the next level. Just ideas are dropped. So many ideas are born and birthed. If you are in a standstill, or if you are just, you know, needing to be revamped, revived, this is an event you want to be at. It is going to be electrifying. Just the speakers, you know, if you were there, like I said, if you were there last year, you know, oh my God, I was in tears toward the end of the event. Just, you know, oh my God, the people, woo-wee, you should have seen them. And our vendors, some of the best. We had the bow tie man there, the cupcake lady. Oh, God, we have some of New Jersey's greatest vendors. And let me tell you who some of the vendors are going to be this year. I already have a list of the vendors. I'm telling you, the vendors have already paid and secured their table. Well, first of all, we have a Tracy Lynn jewelry person. Now, if you know anything about Tracy Lynn, this is a definitely multimillionaire type person. She's all over the television, Black Enterprise. Somebody from her company will be there. We have another lady who is going to be there to show us women, I guess, and men too, how to get rid of body fat, and especially around the stomach area. For some of you know, that is a problem area. She's going to be there demonstrating her product. And then we have Renee Marshall McKinley. This girl is everywhere. You got to check her out. She's on Facebook. She will be there with her company. Teresa Howard has already registered and paid for her table. Lori, who I met right here on through social media. Lori will also be there with her table. She's an author. She got a brand new book coming out. Gwendolyn, another author, brand new book. The media will be there. Dr. Valerie Prasad, she will also be there. And, you know, she has a TV station, Dr. Valerie Versace. She's the talk show. She's coming. She already paid for her table. And I'm telling you, these are powerful. C. Strickland, you know her. She's on the radio. I mean, she's on the internet. She's on Facebook. She's everywhere, I'm telling you. This woman, I'm sure she had several other events on that same day, but she's taking the time to come back. This will be her third year. Many of these people that I've named so far, they were with us last year and also the year before. So these people are coming back year after year after year. Gail Crawford has already secured her table as well. And Joan Brown. Yeah, Joan Brown. Irvina Moody. Powerful model. You've heard her on the show. She's been on with LL Cool J. She's been with so many great people. Rachel Ray, she's in New York all the time, a part of some commercial and show. She's going to be there with her Mary Kay product. So let me tell you, we have other people lined up. Tracy Cooper, the resume lady, let me tell you. She should be called the resume queen. She will be there with her table. And so many others I know are also planning to be there with their table. Mariah Washington Fitch, she'll be there with her company, First Financial. She does a lot of things for women, women who want to be successful financially. So that's just a list, some of the powerful people who are going to be there as vendors. And so the tickets are on sale. Don't miss out on being there. You want to be in the mix of this event. Yes, you want to be in the mix of this event this year, because this year is a third year. So this year we will be launching many new features at the event. Things that you've never seen before, that you would never expect. These things will be at the event this year, so you better get online, go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Go on that website. We're going to be making some updates to the website, so please, 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 don't forget to go to that website, inbox me on Facebook. You can order your ticket right there online, because I'm telling you, it's going to be standing room only. As a matter of fact, I gave a talk the other day. It's coming out, and you'll learn more about it. But I gave a talk on how to host events that are, standing room only. And anyone who tunes into that summit will get my brand new CD, which is entitled How to Go From an Empty Room to Standing Room Only. And in that CD, I talk about how I went from, my very first event where nobody showed up, and I love doing live events. I love, as a speaker, a workshop leader, a trainer, it's what I love doing the most. It's a live event. So when I do live events, it's like I'm acting. Basically, I'm an actress, so I'm just one of the local type actresses, I guess you could call it. But when I do a live event, I pull out all of my acting skills. Now, I've never been to acting school, but maybe I'll go now, because I got to take this acting to another level. Yes, oh yeah, we're taking it to another level. So you want to make sure. But I'm telling you, in this talk, I talk about how I went from absolutely no having events where no one showed up. I feel like our guest the other day, when she started out on the other night, we did the Power Up Your Possibility show. She said, I didn't have a dollar. When she said that, she didn't have a dollar. She said, I started at the bottom. And she worked her way all the way up. That's Miss Sarah Centrella. And, I know what that's like. I started at the bottom. I was given events where nobody showed up. But you know what? I didn't give up. That's the trick. That's the trick of the whole thing. The trick is, it's not so much of the not giving up as much as it is being willing to start from the bottom. You know, a lot of people, they aren't willing to start from the bottom. You know, they want to come in at the top or at least the middle. They don't want to start at the bottom. And people like that, you know, hey, I don't look down on people that don't want to start at the bottom. I can't look down on them. But I tell you what, I'm sure looking at them sideways, like, I don't know how you think you're going to get somewhere, because everybody that got to the top started at the bottom. And so, you know, that's the pathway. That's the pathway. It's like in college, you know. A lot of times you got to take those general classes. You can't just jump into the major classes no matter how much you love your major. You gotta take those general courses first. You know, there a lot of times they're prerequisites, and they'll make you take them. You gotta take those before you take something else. And so that's the pathway. Well, the pathway to success is starting at the bottom and being willing. See, a lot of people don't know that. I'm letting out a big secret here today. A lot of people don't know. You gotta start at the bottom. Start with nothing. And it's easier to work your way to the top when you start it with nothing and start at the bottom. So I started with having these events where nobody was showing up, right? Now, the not giving up becomes key and essential. But once you started at the bottom and started with nothing. And so what happens is, the big, big secret, I'll give you another secret here today. You're getting a lot of secrets today, y'all. And by the way, this is Friday, and so, yes, we're still doing open mic. So if you want to make a comment, you just dial in 347-945-7991. You may be on your way to work, driving down the street, driving down the highway. You just dial in, put your phone over there. Don't hold it in your hand because it might give you a ticket. But lay your phone down, hit that number one key, and we're going to open up your phone line before the hour goes away. But the pathway, the roadway to success, once you start at the bottom and you don't give up, and the big, big secret is that helps you become successful is because when you start with nothing, what do you have to do? When you start with nothing, what do you have to do? Well, if you're on Facebook or if you're on Twitter and you know how to tweet, I want you to tweet that you're listening to the AAE show. Tweet that you're listening to. Say, I'm listening to the AAE show. It's a simple tweet. Doesn't take much. Just tell somebody that you're listening to the show. We're about to do something totally new, something we've never done before. Now, you know, I've been on here a long time, and I've never asked you to tweet. But I'm asking you right now, if you know how to tweet, if you know Twitter, okay, I'm asking you to tweet. I'm going to do it too, because why should I ask you to do something that I didn't do? But now, here's the thing. You got to remember your Twitter handle, because if you don't remember how to get in Twitter, guess what? You're in trouble. But also, I know we haven't done this in a while, but we got to go to my CS. Hey, I'm in Twitter. Yay. So I'm inside, so I'm going to tweet. So for those of you who don't know how, I'm going to go to Twitter, and I'm going to tweet, I'm listening to the AAE show, and see what happens. So tweet that, and go. Yeah, there you go. And now let me also tweet the phone number. And let people know what to dial in. Dial in 347-945-7991. Okay. Or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. So let's see what happens. So you never know. This is the very first time I've absolutely never done that. Wow, we were on the show. So let's see who tunes in. Who tunes in from Twitter? Let's see how many people we got on Twitter. I've made 9,700 106 tweets since I started Twitter. That's right. How many tweets do you have? I have 9,706 tweets. Yes. So that's, I think that's pretty phenomenal. That's how many tweets I have made over my lifetime of knowing and dealing with Twitter. So how many tweets do you have? So I've made close to 10,000 tweets. And so how many tweets have you made? Oh, I'm going to be tweeting. I haven't done much with Twitter, but I think I'm going to revive the Twitter. So again, good morning, and welcome. If you just tuned in, you are tuned in. And so I want to hear from you. But yes, don't forget, mark your calendars. August the 16th, many great things going down, many things that we'll be launching that we, you know, can't give out the information right now. But as you continue to tune in, we'll be letting out throughout the month of July, toward the end of July, and definitely going into the first week of August. We'll be letting out some of our nuggets of information that we'll be giving out that people will be able to do at this event. Things you'll be able to sign up for, giveaways. We got all kind of giveaways coming. Last year, we gave away awesome stuff. The first year, we gave out money. We gave out items, gifts. Oh, my God. That's one of the things we love to do on that day is to give away. This year, we're going to have something big, big, big. We're working on some big giveaways with some major corporations. For that day, oh my God, ooh-wee, ooh, it's going to be nice, nice, nice. So this is the one event that you don't want to miss. What's the name of it? Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. Now, I'm on Twitter. I'm looking to see which one of you all are tweeting. So let's see. I'm going to also tweet. I want everybody to tweet on here, hashtag AA, hashtag, I'm going to hashtag the AAE show, and I'm going to see, and I want to know, are you listening? See how many tweets we get. Are you listening to the AAE show? Now, I'm going to follow that hashtag. And see, I need to see some hashtag. Okay, okay. So it's out there, the AAE show. I want to see some Twitter. I see I got some new messages on Twitter. Oh, yes. Maya Ronnie, yes, awesome. Tiffany Warren, okay. Okay. Well, we got some new tweets. I got to get back to these people. Okay, okay. So, Lady Renee, we got some messages right here on Twitter. Hey, so some direct messages. You know, you can get direct messages on Twitter. And for those of you also, we want to also let you know about My Christian Social Network as well. That's another powerful, powerful social media that we want everyone to tune in and tap into. That's right, breaking news. Breaking news, sign up for My Christian Social Network. Okay? You got to be living on purpose today if you want. If you want your life to look like it's never looked before, you've got to do stuff that you've never done before. Wow, 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 wow. You know what? And then don't forget, if you're in the Philadelphia area, there's another event that we are having. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Yes, yes, yes. So you got to be on purpose today. That's right. Be on purpose. Live on purpose. And, Okay, just hit your number one key and I'll open up your phone line. I will open up your phone line. So let me go to mycsn.org because I can open up my page there very, very easily. I can simple. Oh, look at that. It is growing, growing, growing big, bigger than big. I can log in now to mycsn.org. I can log, you know, because I can log in with my Facebook. Hey, I can log in with my Twitter, too. Look at that. I can log in with my Facebook, my Twitter, and or my LinkedIn account, which I have all three. Now, for me, I tend to keep my LinkedIn account not so LinkedIn. I don't link in my LinkedIn. Yeah, I don't link my LinkedIn to a lot of other. I keep my LinkedIn very, very, very professional, and my Facebook is not so professional. In other words, I might put, you know, just some any old thing up there on Facebook. But yes. Join us on the AAE show. Call in, yes. Let people know we're out here. 347-945-7991. Tune in now. Yeah. Wow. Tune in now. So I'm sharing that on my CSN. That's right. That's right. So we'll push it out to Facebook. Cool, cool, cool. Let those people on Facebook know that we're signed in to the Christian social network. You know, see, normally I'm on the road doing the show, right? Monday through Thursday, I'm in the car, so I can't do all this fancy stuff, going to Twitter or going to my CSN. But now, because I am at home, because Fridays the college is closed, so I have Fridays off from now until August. Well, I've had Fridays off since May, yeah, so that's pretty cool. So, therefore, hey, Charles Jackson, look a little familiar. I don't know you, Charles, but Charles wants to be a friend on my CSN, but we have mutual friends, David and Tina, so I like those people, so I'll confirm Mr. Charles Jackson, so I'm now friends with Charles Jackson. Let's see how many friends I got here on CSN. My Christian. Hey, TC. TC, y'all right? Eichel Berger's birthday is today. And okay, all right. Tina Pearl's birthday gonna be here in 6 days. So yeah. I'm getting the hang of this thing here. Yep, I'm on My Christian Social Network. If you have a My Christian Social Network page, make sure you also get that page, get it going. I'm on Facebook now. I'm on every social media network. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I just see that Tara said, get your early bird tickets. Get them. And I'm going to promote the same thing that she promoted as well. Yes, we got a lot going on, y'all. A lot going on. Get your... So what is it that you want to do that you think you can't do? Get your early bird tickets. I got so many things that I am working on. I'll be speaking at the Ladies Leverage and Leadership Luncheon. That's right, where we will talk about how to master the 5 levels of influence. That's in a leadership discussion, the cycle of achievement, and also we're going to play Follow the Leader game, character networking, and there's going to be a catered lunch. This is going down in Philadelphia, but I'm going to let you know the lunch is going to be catered, but I'm not going to eat that much because afterwards I can't wait to go to this little spot around the corner where they got the best Philly cheesesteak in the world. People were on buses coming from like the Boston area to get this, to stand in line, to get this Philly cheesesteak. And you know, it's the summertime, it's in the neighborhood, the lines are long, the people are partying everywhere. It's going down Saturday, July 19th, we'll be in Philadelphia at the Doubletree Suites on Fountain Road, Plymouth. The name of the highway is Fountain Road, Plymouth Meeting, PA. I will be one of the speakers. One of the first 30 people, the first 30 people got a copy or will get it. 30 people haven't registered. I don't know what the registration is so far. I would imagine it's close to 100 because he tends to get a lot of people. He also has Megan McLeod speaking, Tony A. Moore, Taima Sanchez is getting an award, and Nefertiti Jacques, she's with NBC, she's an NBC TV reporter. She will also be one of the presenting as well. I will be presenting, and people will who attend my seminar will get a copy on how to create your financial success. Some people will be getting a copy of that book. So you want to make it to that event. If you attend my event in August here in New Jersey, there are many, many gifts that we're going to have to give away to people. I'm telling you. So yes, 4th of July special. For the ladies, leverage leadership luncheon. You have to use the code for the guests to save $10 on the early bird, but it doesn't include the book. Use the promotional code ILEAD and save $10. Tickets will be $20. They must put in it like this: little I with capital L E A D, ILEAD, and that starts now until the end of July. All right, all right. Let's do it. So you can't beat it. So you get that July special. And I'm telling you, it's going down. So yeah. What do you have? If you have an event that you want to share, tap in, tune in. I mean, how are people going to know about it if you don't tell somebody? You got to tell somebody about it. So we are excited. We are just so excited about being able to share with entrepreneurs. We're going to network with entrepreneurs all over the country. Oh, my God. The travel is on. It's on. If you have an event in your city and you want me to come and talk about how to create your own success, woo, give me a call. I will come and I will share with you how we went from hosting our first event where there was absolutely nobody came to where we created our own financial success through creating books and creating events and how we were able to sustain income for many years from doing that and created our own success. We created our own success. So you want to get the copy of that book. Ooh, yay, I'm excited. That's my newest book. I'm so terribly excited about that book. I can't wait. The book will be ready for the event. We're launching it in Philadelphia at that event. So I have approximately 19 days or less to get that book finished and ready for the press. It will be ready for the press. Oh, I'm so excited about it. And I can't wait, but that's what we'll be doing down there and how you can leverage your talents and launch your own successful business and launch yourself in a place that you will have a constant flow of not only of income, but also of success. Because some people, yes, they have a certain amount of income, but they don't always have success with it. So we want to show you how to be successful and how to have income at the same time. know, some people have the income, but they don't have the success. In other words, they don't have balance because they don't have, you know, happiness in their relationships. They don't have the right kind of friends that support them. So we want to teach people how to do both, how to do both. And I am so excited. I am so excited and so honored that God would allow us to be able to travel all over the country and teach people how to create your own success. And Rodney Watson in Philadelphia, who owns Entrepreneur USA, he saw the book. He was like, yes, Lalisa, I want you down here with the book when he saw me post it on Facebook. The moment he saw the book posted, he called right away. He said, all right, I'm doing an event and I want you to come. And I'm like, oh, man, this is some serious, serious, serious stuff, y'all. So you can do it. I'm going to be teaching people how to create your own success, because so many people are sitting around, and I know they are, sitting around waiting. And I don't know what you're waiting for. You know what? You may as well get up and do it yourself. Stop waiting for someone else, okay? But that's what I'm going to teach you. And I realize that some people don't know how to get up and do it themselves. You know, I know for a long time I didn't know how to get up and do it myself. But I'm going to show you how to get up and do it yourself. And this is why it's so important that you hook up with those type of people. And so when you get this book, you will have all the steps that you can create your own success, okay? Woo, it's going to be awesome, 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 I'm telling you. Oh, man, I can't wait. And once we launch that, once that book launches, we got back-to-back-to-back and multiple other books that we're also going to be launching. You're going to see us come out with books almost every other week. Almost every other week. Okay? So I am excited, excited, excited about the event. Okay? Okay? So, get ready, get ready, get ready. Whew, it's going to be hot. I'm going to put that book out there on Facebook. I got to let people know. That's one of my favorite books. And so, yes, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today, Friday. You know, I'm not on the road this morning, so I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so used to being in that, trapped in that car, it seems like, with my little smartphone. Not being able to see much at one time. I'm loving this. I'm already on Twitter this morning. I've tweeted. I don't see anybody tweeting. Okay, 8 new tweets. Okay, let's see, let's see. All right, all right. There's some tweets out there, y'all. Somebody out there tweeting early this morning. So how many tweets? I pushed my tweets up to 9,710. I made 4 tweets. I'm going to see how long it takes me to get to 10,000 tweets. How long does it take to get to 10,000 tweets? You know what I said? I said, everybody, you know, a lot of people, you know, they need somebody to love. You know, a lot of people in the world today, they don't have anybody to love. So why don't you tweet somebody and tell them you love them? You know, some people, they just need to be loved. You know, some people, they just want to be loved. And not everybody is loved, and not everybody feels loved, but everybody can love somebody. Even if you don't feel loved, you can love somebody, you know. And we're just so excited, so excited about some of the people that are out here that are doing big things. I mean, I've heard of so many people doing things. Oh, my God. To God be the glory, Minister Valerie Allen. She's doing some big things, y'all. You got to check her out on Facebook, Minister Valerie Allen. You can check her out. She has many events coming up, events that she will also be at. You can purchase her book. She's got a book, you know. A lot of people don't know that. They know she's got Here We Are to Worship, but they don't know she has a book, I Am Inspired. And you can get her book. You can still get her book. I'm pretty sure it's still in print. So make sure you contact her and find out all about it. All right. So it's a lot of things going on, y'all. There's a lot going on. A lot of successful people out here doing some things. Don't forget, if you are interested in the business of making your own business, if you want to be in the business of making your own business, please don't forget to call us, attend one of our workshops. You can attend one of our webinars. There are many webinars. If you go to any meeting, you can find out about all kinds of webinars that will help you grow your business acumen. You want to grow your business acumen, all right? Such webinars such as one that I will be doing a little later today, 7 Behaviors That's Killing Your Business. That's right. That's going down at 11 o'clock today. You want to know these 7 behaviors that's killing your business, the reason why you're not getting business. So in that, I'd say learn the secret for getting unstuck and moving towards your great success in your business. I'll be sharing with you what you're doing wrong and how it is stopping your business growth in 2014. You will be catapulted to your destiny. So you can register for that event. It's happening today at 11 o'clock. So register, register, register. There is a small registration fee for that event if you would like to attend that event. Also, the next webinar will happen tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can register for that event, and that is the business startup. The cost for the 7 behaviors is $9.99. The cost for the business startup basics, that one is $20, and that actually includes a part 1 and part 2. We've already done part 1, but part 2 is happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you signed up for part 1, you're now going to get part 2. If you would like to do part 1 and 2, just let me know. So that it's coming up. Other webinars to help your business. 5 small business moves to make with social media that will save you time and money. I'm going to save you some time and some money. That's happening on Friday, July the 11th. And then on Saturday, July the 12th, we're doing Marketing in a Box, the complete marketing system for today's entrepreneurs. These are all webinars that you can tune into. Friday, July 18th, become a paid trainer and grow your income. So if you go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams, you'll be able to sign in to any of the webinars. As a matter of fact, let me go on and tweet that, so that people can get signed up and they can get the training and the help that they need. Some of the webinars are absolutely free, free information that we're giving away. But you can tune in. Hey, Mr. David Knight, I see he liked my photo. Yes, How to Create Your Own Success, y'all. I'm telling you, that book is going to take me all over the globe. I'm telling you, I'm going to show other people how they can do the same. So I give out 11 tips for sustainable economic growth through spiritual, personal, professional, and entrepreneurial empowerment. That's right, 11 tips for sustainable economic growth, right, through spiritual, personal, professional, and entrepreneurial empowerment. So I'm going to be telling people how I went from an event where absolutely no one showed up. What did I do to create my own financial success? Okay, some of you know that 25 years ago, I was broke and homeless. 25 years, 27, no, 20, 26, somewhere around there, 26 years. Yeah, this year, actually, I think, made 25. Our last year made 25, so this year might make 26. Yes, this year makes 26. So 26 years ago, I was absolutely flat out. I was like the woman said, I didn't have a dollar to my name. Like my grandmother used to say, you don't have a pot nor a window to throw it out of. And so that's when you know you broke. That's when you know you truly busted and disgusted, when you don't have a pot nor a window to throw it out. So she used to say that. It always cracked me up. So I was 26 years ago. I was broke. I was busted and disgusted. And I was homeless. How did I create my own financial success? That's what you got to get the book and find out the steps on how I did it. I'm just going to lay it out. Very simple, very plain. But that book is going to take me all over the globe, around the world. And you will have it in less, 19, 20, 23 days? 23 days. Many of you know I wrote my first book, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. Some of you know I wrote that complete book, 120 pages in 21 days. 21 days from start to finish. And I did that 10 years ago. In February 2014, I wrote that book. February 2014. I started writing it the day after the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was on a Sunday. Well, most people know that. I'll never forget it. That Sunday night, we had Super Bowl night. We had a party out of the house. My husband had a Super Bowl party. Many people from my church was there, including our then pastor. One of our co-pastors was at my home, him and his wife. And I said to him, I wanted to write this book. I got to write this book. And he said, you can do it. You will do it. He was from Africa. I'll never forget him. He said, you will do it. Just do it. He told me, just do it, right? The next day, I began a fast. The next day, the very next day was Monday. For February, it was like February the 3rd, I believe. For 21 days, I fasted. No food, no milk, no water, not drink water, nothing. Not a peppermint, not a piece of gum, not a potato chip, nothing but water. And there were two or three days during that time that I even went without water, because I had been trained by a woman who was accustomed to doing fasts, and she taught on how she would fast for days without water even, and what she was doing it for. So I was just following her footsteps, and I was able to do it and wrote that book, and I'll never forget it. It was a life-changing moment. So imagine now it's 10 years later, 26 years later, and the things that I've learned about how to create financial success will be wrapped up in this book, all right? Right, so I've already experienced how to write a book in 21 days. And I've written my e-book, 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life. I wrote that book. Many of you have downloaded that book. You can download it for free. It's online. You can, if you need to inbox me to get it, I can give you the link. You can download that for free. 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life. I wrote that book in about 3 days. I forget exactly. I didn't count. But 3 to 4 days, I wrote that book. That book is over 21 pages. It's over 21 pages. But I didn't need many more because it's 21 days to a fulfilling life. So I didn't have to write much more than 21 days. Create Your Financial Success is like the birthing of that God's plan book for me. That was such a powerful birthing. And I can't wait. And, you know, I know now I see, you know, I never had a natural baby, but now I see why women have a lot of babies, because now I can see. Before I couldn't understand that, right? But now I can see, because it's such a, you know, birthing something is such a powerful. And I know that some people will say, yeah, the conceiving is powerful too. Yeah, I know. But the birthing, man, that's a powerful situation there. You birthing out something, man, you don't know what that thing going to do. It's like some of these parents, man, they ain't have no clue about the, you know, think about LeBron James or you know, even the Jacksons for that matter. You know, Oprah, I mean, think about these people, their parents had no clue as to what those children were going to become one day, you know? I mean, Moses, his mother, Moses' mama knew he was going to be something great. That's why she hid him. She hid that baby. She was like, y'all not killing this one. A lot of parents are like that, man. They protect their children. But this book is like, I feel like I'm about to have a baby. You know, I'm about to birth something big. That I don't know what that book is going to do. Yeah, I'm speaking some things into existence. That book is going to take me all over the globe. I know that. I know that. Because the message inside of it is so powerful. How to create your own success. You know, a lot of people, they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to create success for themselves. And here's the kicker. Here's how you know you've really arrived and that you really know that you can create success for yourself. Here's the trick. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it in the book, is that when you can create it for someone else, when you can do it for someone else, that's your biggest indication that you can do it for you. Okay? But in there, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can do it, some ways that you can create your own. I already got colleges calling me up because I've talked about the book for about a year. I'm just now getting it out. I've talked about the book, and now it's going to show up. I was working on another book. I had to put that on hold. But this book is taking precedence over that. And as you can tell, right, I'm excited. Well, next week we got a powerful, powerful lineup here on the show for you. Let me just go on and drop. Did y'all send that tweet yet? I don't see no tweets out there. I ask people to just simply go online and tweet. If you got a Twitter account, I ask you to just go and tweet that you're listening to the show. But let me just drop some names out there about who is going to be on next week. We got some powerful people coming on next week, y'all. Let me see what we got on the show. We got Antoinette Butler, Danielle Davis. Y'all know Danielle. She does our flyers. We got Kyria Williams. Uh-oh, she must be my cousin. And Minetta Hare. Minetta, okay, come on, y'all. All right. So we got these people coming on. They're going to be on the show. Wow. It's going to be awesome. This week is going to be on fire. And then we're going to start asking people to be a guest on the show. I think Coach Fred has a couple of people that he's lining up to be a guest. Woo, wee. Oh, I'm so excited about what is about to go down. So y'all better get ready. Get your tickets for the event in August, because once I hit the streets, I'm about to hit the streets, y'all. Yes. And I'm over in Jersey City now. Ooh-wee. We're doing it big over in Jersey City. There's some big things going on in Jersey City. We have a culinary over in Jersey City. We have a Jersey City Hudson Community College. We have some big things going on over there. Yes. So we, anybody that is looking to go to school, right? Anybody looking to go to school and you want to go back to school and you want to get a college degree and you're in the Jersey City area, please, please, please make sure you give us a call. If you want to be a part of a women's conference to empower others, please, please, please make sure you contact me because I will be doing some women's empowerment conferences right here in the city of Newark to empower women entrepreneurs. So please, please, please make sure that you love. Please, please, please make sure that you definitely contact me so we can get that going, right? So that's all we have time for. It is 8 o'clock. We are out of time. We are down to the last few minutes of the show. You still have time, though, to raise your hand if you have a comment that you'd like to make before we go off the air. I'd like to share with us. This is not a good, yes, it's a great time if you have something you want to share. Oh, we got the business association. Yay. They're doing big things. I'm telling you, y'all, this is, ooh, Real Sisters Rising. You know we had her on the show, right? Remember we had her on the show, Real Sisters Rising? Yep, she was on the show. She was one of our guests. Shoshana will be going back, I'm sure. At some point in time, we will be going back over to New York City. We're going to be taking some pictures. We're going to be talking to people on the street, doing some interviews with people. And so definitely you want to stay tuned for February. Oh, my God, we have so many powerful things coming out. So many things are coming out and that we're launching. We got the book coming. Oh, yes, caller, you are on the air. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise ye the Lord, Coach Delisa. How are you this wonderful day in the neighborhood? Hallelujah.
Great and wonderful. How are you, Minister Valerie?
Awesome. Minister Valerie Allen calling in, and thank you so much for the awesome shout-out. I just want to clear up the information and share this with your listeners on today because we are so proud how the Lord is opening up some wonderful doors for us in reference to our Break and Suffering Silence of Abuse project, and it's still moving so forth, and we're just so grateful. So with that, we are so grateful that the Elizabeth Public Library is proud to present Here We Are to Worship in Spirit and in Truth, an empowered documentary film produced by Minister Valerie Allen, co-produced by Robin Franklin, and directed by Christopher Howard. It's an official selection of Churches Making Movies Christian Film Festival 2014, the day and time for our re-premiere free community-wide screening is being held at the Elizabeth Public Library Friday, August the 8th, 12 noon. Refreshments are served, discussions will follow, and there also will be a soloist performance by our psalmist, Reverend Andrea Tatum. And yes, free, F-R-E-E, free to the entire community at large. So we are inviting you, you, and you to be at this awesome event and breaking suffering silence of abuse. We're breaking the cycle of suffering silence of all genres of abuse by the power of God. Hallelujah. And more to come relating to the Churches Making Movies Creature Film Festival, which is also appearing and screening in Island, New Jersey, October 10th through October the 14th, whereas Minister Valerie Allen will also be a speaker at the film festival and leading a discussion relating to our cause, Breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse. So there again, you, you, and you are welcome and invited and help to spread the word, as we also want to give a shout-out, amen, to founder and CEO of Christian Social Network, David Knight, who has been so awesome and also supporting our cause, amen, financially, praise ye the Lord. So we are always indebted in gratitude and how he has stepped up to the plate with our financial needs in that respect, because of Christian Social Network, we were able, amen, to invest and reproduce, which means re-editing our documentary film for a wider audience. And look at God. He's awesome. Amen. So we thank the Lord for the AAE show on this morning, all about entrepreneurs as we are thriving to advance and enhance the kingdom of God. God bless you, Coach Felisa. Much love. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in with that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so you heard it right here from Minister Valerie Allen about her project that she's working on and what's happening at the library. That is huge. That is big, I tell you. You know, you can do it. You can do it too. You have something inside of you that you want to get out. It may be a book. It may be a CD. Maybe you can sing. You know, I can't sing a lick, but let me tell you, if you can sing and you want to make a CD, you can do it. If you're a playwright and you want to make a movie, you can do that too. You can do, these days, you can do anything you want to do. What are you, what's holding you back? What's stopping you? Inbox me. Let me help you get unstuck and help you move forward. What is stopping you? If it's money, hey, that's about to end. Because I'm going to teach you how to create your own financial success. Money ain't going to hold you back. The devil is a liar. Money is not going to hold you back. Because I'm going to teach you, I'm going to give you a couple of strategies that have worked for thousands of other people. Millions, really, has worked for, I'm sure at least. No, it has worked for millions of people. Not all of them are still alive today. But it has worked for millions throughout history. And I'm going to teach you, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. So I'm going to teach you a couple of strategies that I've employed and other people that I personally know have also employed. And these things will absolutely make you a financial success. Therefore, you will have an opportunity to do the things that's really deep in your heart. Like some of you have that desire to help the homeless or to help those in need. Well, you can't help people in need if you don't have no money. What you going to help them with? Well, sure, you can give them words of, come on, I mean, obviously you can tell them you love them. You can give them words of kindness. But guess what? If my stomach is hurting because I don't have no food, your kind words are nice. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. But I need a burger. And one of the things that really brought that to light for me one day, I was in a van. I was driving some. This is when I've had 50 million 11 jobs in my lifetime. And this is one of the times when I was working as a case manager in the halfway house. And my job was to drive around the women who were incarcerated, basically. And I was at that point like a guard. Some of the jobs I've done, wow. And so I had to drive them to go cash their checks because they weren't allowed to go out on their own. They're locked up, basically, in the community. So they get in the van. I'm driving them to the check cashing place. And I'm sitting in the van while they go inside and do their little business. Well, a woman comes up begging for money. And I didn't have any money on me. Well, one reason, because when we go out like that, we don't take money on us because we're in neighborhoods that are pretty rough. Anything could happen. So we don't really take like our purses and what have you. But I didn't have any money on me, not $1, not a dime. And this woman came up begging for money, and I couldn't give her a dollar. And I thought, wow, how horrible would that is. So that's, and the women who I was driving around who were literally homeless living in a halfway house, they don't have a house of their own, they wanted to help this lady. They wanted to give her money. Of course, I couldn't allow them to because of we are under strict rules and regulations when we're out with them because we never know what's going on. But we have to take every precaution to keep them safe and keep ourselves safe. But it just hit me that, you know, even people that don't have much want to help people. That's just natural. You know, here are these women, they don't have anything, barely. They're getting a little state check of about, what, $10, $15 a month, if that. And they want to help this person who is begging. And I was like, wow, God. So, you know, there are those kind of reasons to want to have financial success. So we can help other people. Maybe you want to start your own business. If you're in business, anybody out there knows, if you're in any kind of business, I don't care if it's a hair salon, a nail salon, a shoe shine shop, a shoemaking shop, I don't care what kind of business, a boutique, clothing boutique, I don't care if it's selling jewelry out of the trunk of your car. Well, right there, you know you need money because to have a car, you got to, first of all, you got to, the car isn't free, and then you need gas to get around. Gas is, what, over $3 a gallon these days. So everything you do takes money. So you need financial success if you're going to be an entrepreneur. And even if you didn't want to be an entrepreneur, you still need money to help people. People, you have children, you want to help your children. A lot of people want to do things for their children, put them through college, you know, help them after college, help them purchase their first home possibly. Some people want to help their children travel, you know, help their children launch a business. There's all kind of things that you may want to do to help your children. So, yeah, there's a good reason to, you know, to want to do something to help our people. Oh, yeah, I got a few notifications. Yay! Okay, I see I got some action on Christian Social Network, so I'm excited. I did my business today on the Christian Social Network. What about you? What are you doing on social network? Well, that's about it. That's all I have to share this weekend. We will be on, I will be a guest on the I Am the Woman or I Am a Woman radio show. I will be posting later the times if you want to catch that show. Powerful host Tamara, she was actually a guest on this show some months back. Back in early January, early February, she was a guest on the show, so she's an awesome young lady. And she also has a radio show. I'll be a guest on her show tomorrow, Saturday. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll also be out and about doing a few other things. So everybody have a great, wonderful, awesome, powerful, powerful weekend. And thank you, Coach David Knight. I got to finish my coaching class, finish my coaching course, and everybody have a wonderful day. Go out, make it happen for you and someone else. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again,
This has been Coach Melissa J. Williams. Yeah, 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 I know.